Okay. So we learned some important yesodos. You have to go over this and you have to manage to internalize this, because this is where you see the halacha defining the hashkofa. We often think that the hashkofa defines the halacha, and it's not true. Clearly see the halacha, you're defining the hashkofa. Reish Samach, I believe.
Yeah.
You see from the Bir Halacha, and you see from the dinim of Ein Doichei Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, you see the halacha of Brura, you see how that manifests in the hashkofas.
That's a question.
Just summarize what we did yesterday. And then we spoke about this concept of Chaim Lishmo. What we're trying to get across here is that a person's life has intrinsic value, even when there's no performance. But that's something we don't understand. We don't get it. We've been brought up completely the opposite in our own lives. We see Shazelor, very hard to grasp, both intellectually and practically. It's very hard to grasp. But he's not doing anything. It doesn't feel like his life's worth anything. And yet we see from the locha, Zelor Kacha. Okay, we'll go weiter, but before we do that, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, you brought this, Marshall from this guy.
Which one? Where?
The guy, the building fell, right? I mean, he's in there.
It's a big halacha. I
didn't understand why that shows us the importance of life of a Jew.
I'll tell you why. Because even though this person's a Sophic Jew, yeah, and when he comes out of the Sakana, he's not going to be keeping any mitzvahs because he's a goy. Nevertheless, everyone has to machal Shabbos to save his life. Why? Why are you saving his life? Because he'll do mitzvahs afterwards. Tofich. No. Even if he's a vada. If he's a vada Jew, I could tell you. Even if he's a vada Jew, until I understand why I'm saving his life and everyone has to machal Shabbos. Because all the mitzvahs he's going to do afterwards. But you can't say that here. He's not going to keep any mitzvahs afterwards. So why are you machal Shabbos? Why does every Jew have to machal Shabbos to save his life? Because when you've saved his life, he goes back to being a goy. He has a din of a goy. So he's not going to be keeping mitzvahs. So why are you saving his life? What's his value? That's what you see from there.
Yeah, but it's
the cave we brought yesterday from the Bir Halacha. If you want to look inside, you can look inside in Shin Choftes. There the Chofetz Chaim brings a case of a Sophic Jew, Sophic Goy. So the loch is he's in a place in Roiv Goy. So there's a bit of a Goy in a fi Roiv. When he's in Sakana, even Sophic Sakana, so then in Pagurach Nefesh, we don't go after the Roiv. We choish it for the meat, maybe he's Jewish. You have to machal Shabbos in order to save his life. Why are you doing that? Then he'll keep mitzvahs afterwards? He's not going to keep mitzvahs afterwards, because the minute you save his life, he goes back to being a Goy. So the only reason, says the Bir Halacha, why you're saving his life, because of the chashivas of Allah. There's something choshev about a life that doesn't do anything. You don't get it?
No, I don't get it at all. Okay.
Sorry, what a pity.
That's because only he's a Sophic Jew.
Yeah,
So
you see that you're going to machal Shabbos to save his life? Because
that is a Sophic.
Outside that, maybe there's a Jewish life, even though the Jewish life is never going to keep mitzvahs. Because the minute you save his life, he's a goy. Why are you saving his life? Not because he'll do mitzvahs afterwards. You're saving life because on the tzad, there's a chashash that he's got, there's a Jew, yeah? But the chashivas of that Yiddish life to keep it alive, on the very small chance that this may be a Jew, you keep him alive, but not because he's going to be doing mitzvahs. You see the intrinsic value of a life without mitzvahs. Zema shatarepo. What do you want to ask? Right, you have to keep him alive, even at the expense of more chashuv, more active, more productive people dying. We brought the case earlier. I don't know if you remember that this vegetable, if you could shorten his life by 1 minute to save the God Lador's life, are you allowed to? No, yeah, but the God Lador's functioning and doing and performing, and who knows what spirit he's bringing to the world. And this vegetable is doing nothing. It's also to shorten his life even by half a minute to save the God Lador's life. Not only that, it's also to shorten his life even to save 6 million Jews. If Hitler and Machshmoy had come along and said, give me that yid in a coma and I won't kill the Jews, I'll stop all the trains to Auschwitz. It's also as we don't get it, just don't understand it. But that's the halacha. So what defines the hashkofa is the halacha. Worth it just to see that. We live in a world where everybody has hashkofas. You know, in shidduchim, what are hashkofas are? Who cares what hashkofas are? Does you keep halacha or not? It's only a hashkofa you need to find out about. Hashkofas. The halachas. Halachas define the hashkofas. Okay. In order to break a little bit, we don't understand this properly, but just to get a little bit of a tvisa. As we mentioned many times here, this is just that beginning of understanding. You have to take what we learn here and work it. In the middle of the page there, a little bit to maybe just open up our ears a little bit. Ketzad regesh shel chaim makil bekir ba'olam u'maloi v'ketzad regesh shel chaim usugal yoyis kol gorali v'chashuv. How it is that one moment of life contains within it worlds, and how one moment of life can bring unbelievable, unbelievably important moments. Nilmad es divrei ha'gemara b'masechtas avodah zarah daf yud zayin amud alef omru alav al Reb Elozer ben Dordoi. He was a master craftsman in doing aveiras, because there wasn't one aveira he hadn't done. Once in the middle, about to do an aveira, he had his iris to do tshuva. What aroused him to do tshuva? Because he heard from Shemayim, he was told that they're not going to make his tshuva. He can't do tshuva. That's it. Nigma. V'dafka dovaze oire etzlois harotzon ha'oiz l'shuv b'tshuva. That's what gave him the desire to tshuva. He suddenly realized it's game over. That's it. Then he woke up and realized, oi, what have I been doing? And he wanted to do tshuva. Halach v'yoshov b'ed shnei hari b'gevois v'amor. He went and he sat in the valley between two big mountains and he said, harim b'gevois b'gshu alav rachamim. Mountains, please mavakesh for me rachamim. Omru loy, so they said to him, Achan mavakshim alecha, mavakesh al atzmeinu. Gonna ask rachamim for you? We're busy taking care of our own problems, thank you very much. Achan mavakshim alecha, mavakesh al atzmeinu. Shenema ki haharim yemoyishu vagvois hamoit temutino. The mountains are gonna evaporate, the mountains are gonna get wiped out. So what did he do? He didn't give up. Omar, Shemayim v'aretz, b'k shalom rachamim. He went to the heaven and the earth and said, please request mercy for me. Amru, so they said to him, Atcha navakshim alecha navakish atzmeinu. We're busy dealing with our own survival problems. Shenema, ki shemayim ka'oshen nimlochoy v'aretz kebeget tibolen. The heavens are going to be like smoke that are going to just evaporate. And the land, like a garment, is going to fray away. Omar, now he's really getting desperate. He went to the sun and the moon. He said, please beg mercy for me. We finished dealing with ourselves. We got time. We'll look at you. We got our own problems. Shenema v'chopra levona v'busha chama. Ama kachofim v'mazal esbik shal rachamim. Amru lo ad shenavakshim alecha vakshim tmeinu. Shenema v'naim gekol tzvavash. Okay, fine. You get it. Everybody understands this Gemara. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing you don't understand about this Gemara.
Learn something in virus, yet Hashem told him about the voice that he wanted to be accepted and he could communicate with the mountain and the stars.
We have to understand this Gemara. We don't understand anything about this Gemara. And let's finish the Gemara first. Amar, Ein Adover Tolu Elabi. He realized no one can help him. Ein Adover Tolu Elabi. It's an important sentence to learn off our heart as well, because it applies to everyone here today as well. Haniach Reishev and Birkov. He put his head between his knees and he cried himself to death. Yotze baskol v'omro, this is the Gemara. Yotze baskol v'omro, Rebbe Elozer ben Dordai, he's called Rebbe Elozer ben Dordai now. Mezumen l'chayol amabo. He is invited to the world to come. Somehow we heard about the stories. How we found out about the story, I have no idea, because we died. So when did we get the video and the tape recording of this event? I'd contend that Rebbe even knew about it. How we found out about it, then it must be a Hasidic story. Because that's what a Hasidic Shemaisa is, no? Something happens to a person alone. Somebody in a Hasidic Shemaisa, something happens to somebody alone, and then he dies, and we all know what happened. He was alone in the room, and something happened. We all know what happened. So same thing here. He was alone in the room, and somebody, whatever. Okay. Bocher Rebbe Va'amar. That's the least of my kashas in this Gemara. That's the least of my problems. I'm just trying to lighten the moment, because it's a heavy moment. This. Bocher Rebbe Va'amar. Geish koine olama b'kama shanim. Some people, it takes many years for them to acquire their world. Geish koine olama b'sha'achas. And those that acquire it in one moment. Please note that all those that acquired their world in one moment all died. You don't acquire a world in one moment and get to live. So it's not an advisable derech. It's not our derech. Our derech is sfira sa'oime. One slow step at a time. I'm a Rebbe. Lord dain labale tshuva shemakabli moisom. It's not enough for Bale Tshuva that they receive their Tshuva. El Shekhoin say Rebbe. He gets smicha as well. To be Rebbe Yudanos, you have to spend a lot of time not doing avairas and building yourself into Rebbe Yudanos. And don't tell me you're not a little bit jealous of Rebbe Elozer Ben Dodoy. If you're half honest with yourself, you'll realize that's not our story. That's just, I'm putting that in parentheses. Don't tell me when you hear the story, you're not a little bit jealous. Because he did all the avairas that everyone would love to do, Rahman al Islam. And in the end, he's called Rebbe. Bugs you, eh? So that you and you know no pain. You said your life's a bliss.
The avairas were great because he had all this
change. Sadness, he had one moment of pain, but he had a life of bliss. No, I'm talking nonsense, but don't tell me you don't have a moment of jealousy. Okay, so Rabbi, we don't understand this Gemara Bichlal. Let's try to understand this. Learning Agarit is not so simple. You have to understand every step, every word, yeah, everything, what's going on here. So let's see what we want to take away from this. But understand that you don't understand this Gemara. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, Shwein, Kate said, Conor Rebbe Elozer Ben Dodoy, Salam HaKushachas, how did he do that? How do you acquire his world in 1 minute? What happened when he heard he's not going to be accepted for tshuva? This was the Avi Avas Satuma. So he asked, I'm going to tshuva. It's my chpatlo. What was the big deal? We can say possible Teretz. He suddenly realized that Akash Bok is about to lose him. This world that was Rosa Ben Dadoy, who came in this world to do something, that was all going to be lost. And aroused in him the desire to get back to Hashem no matter what happens. This was a tshuva mi'ava. I would have thought not like that. You got a pachad that he's not going to accept tshuva. He's going to lose his chaluk in Lambava. And out of the fear, he the tshuva. That's how I would understand it. But the mystics explained to us, no, that it was a tshuva mi'ava. Tshuva sha'aleya omru chazal, zdoines nasois loch tushchois. All the avairas become merits. All the avairas become merits. If you did tshuva mi'yira, there's a doinus nasa kushkogas. Your a deliberate avairas become like mistakes. But if you do tshuva mi'ava, then those deliberate avairas become mitzvahs, become merits. Kashem u'shoma ki ibe desaf sharut ha'achreine lachzor b'tshuva l'shuva l'avim shem shemayim. When he heard finally, that's it. You ain't going back to Hashem. It's over. There was such an arousal of Ava, because he's doing tshuva for me Ava. I mean, that's a big chiddush, but that's what I say. What can I do? I would never have thought of such a thing. He did tshuva mi Ava. Then he gave up his own. He was totally disinterested in his own existence. That's what grabbed hold of him. כלומר, אני לא תילוי לה על מה זה ולא ילוי לה על מה בו. כל תשוקוס יהיה שעסקה לשוב על אוויר שבשמיים. I just want to get back to Matati. I just want to get back. I want to go home. That's all. אני רוצה לחזור הביתה. ומתוך כך בוחה ובוחה ללא הרף עד שמוסף נפשוי לריצוי. I'm just going to have a piece of laugh. We don't know what that means. I'm going to clue how you do that. You cry yourself to death. You put your head between your knees. I don't know why you have to do that. It's a sign of humbling, I suppose. That's what it's telling us. But he cried himself to death. Interesting. Son of humbleness, son of anova, yeah, because he's saying, let me tell you, yeah. No, there's a lot about that. Putting it between his tachanu, that's the whole power of tachanu. Nachon. Va'isa shahu hiki, ve'uv de she'afa pishu, ovod mikol ve'kol mikol mokom, nove le'liboy, ma'ye al tzare shel ha'kodesh baruch hu. What he was worrying about? Was worried about himself because he was lost. But what's with Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechak elo kvar shanim rabot sheyishuv alav. Hashem's waiting and waiting for him to come home. V'barach memen, and he keeps getting further and further away. L'chein kasho hagia l'madregas tshuva zu. Zoka shekol avanoisef hofchul eschuyoyes. All his avarus became mitzvahs. B'shakal etikin es kol yamei chayov. Moiridik. Yes, call revolvers haragoyim shayu meisi matko. Literally, he took all those dead moments that had been his life up to now, and he did tchias amaisim on them. Ubacha ve'erech ha'chaim v'hafcham l'chaim v'tzchim. He turned all of that into eternal existence. Said nikkav anoyda. We don't understand the power of k'tuvah mi'alva, but we see what it does. Let's try and understand this a bit better. Let's bring it from a model that's more contemporary. There's a very wanted criminal. You know, he's number one on the wanted list. And the police decide what they're going to do is they're going to hide, they're going to sort of set up a watch around his mother's house. He's not going to go there because he knows the police are watching. But they say that's the only place he's going to trip. They can't find this guy. This guy's really good. Wherever they think they've got him, he disappears. He Somebody comes and tells him, his mother sends him a message. She's crying and crying herself to sick. She's ill because she's missing her son. She can't see her son. It's been a long time since she was able to see her son. Terrible arousal of a natural arousal of rachamim, of love for his mother aroused in him. I can't handle the pain that my mother is in anymore. I have to go and visit her no matter what happens. Whatever happens, זה מה שקרה. וכך הוא נכנס במועד לתוך המלכדת שתומנו לו. And of course, he walked straight into the trap that's been set for him. ובבד שאיסקה לראות את סימוי. But he was able to see his mother. He was very happy that he got to see his mother. כזו הישי תשובו של רוזה בן דדוי. ברגע אחד של תשובה, הוא הצליח להעניק משמויס לשונים של חי חטא. In one moment, he was able to take the worst possible life and turn that into Chay Olam Habo. Nifla v'noira. Hafla. It's not an advisable path, by the way. It's not the way to go. But many people tried it and didn't succeed. In the end, they didn't do Tshuva Mi'ava, and then everything got lost. And by the way, if you're doing it, I'll deny that you'll do tshuva, and the tshuva is not mukubal bishlal. If you're doing a veris, I'll do the veris, then I'll do tshuva afterwards. The tshuva is not mukubal, so it's not a great way to go.
Just dashed it all.
Dashed it all. Nachon. That's why you're jealous of Elizabeth Dadoi, because he managed to pull it off. Kashechay. No, we're not. Chas v'chelila. Kashechayachet mevini mesa adam mecharot koa muka. when life of sin brings a person to such a deep charata, you die from crying, from regret. And we have no idea what that means. Those sins that a person did was a crane, a manof of enormous power that lifted him up so high. When the chet is what brings a person to avas Hashem and to get close to Hashem, the choiv that's lurking in that chet becomes a merit. Because it was the chet that brought you back to Hashem. If you never did the chet, you wouldn't have known the bad midah that goyim the chet. You would never have changed. You would never become a better person. Every moment that a Jew's alive, he can do tshuva mi'ava. And in that moment, he'll do tshuva ma'ava. He'll take everything that's gone before and he'll turn that into eternity. That's what's lurking in one moment of life. Bezua kavona. Yesh koino iloma b'sha'achas. What does it mean? He's koino iloma b'sha'achas. B'sha'achas umusuga lahofach is called chayov. In one moment, you can take all your life, everything that's gone before, and you can turn that into eternity. Or you can sit around talking nonsense. Namnik Yosebin. Let's go a little bit deeper. The near Kirib Elizabeth Dodayim, Amshik Lichyot, the Ake Regan there, Reganosa. Let's say Rebel Oza Ben Dodoy didn't die at that moment, but he lived another moment. And in that moment, he'd gone a bit deep into the world of Tshuva Mi'Av, because Tshuva Mi'Av is almost infinite. There's no end to it. He'd gone to a higher level of Tshuva Mi'Av. He would have multiplied his merits. And he'd gone a bit longer. Every moment he would have lived, he could have taken the Tshuva Mi'Av and grown it, and exponentially grown, because in Ruchnius it's always exponential growth. We've spoken about that here before. Exponential growth in Ruchnius is always exponential growth. It's never 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2. It's always multiplication. That's why somebody learns his Gemara 100 times. It's called a lot in relation to somebody he learned his Gemara 101 times. Because if you work out the exponential growth of 100 to 101, you'll see there's not enough tape in the world to write that number. Google it. I once knew what it was called even. Know if you know what I'm talking about. Okay, 1 second. Let's finish off here. That's what's lurking in one moment of life. In one moment, a person is able, through tshuva mi'ava, to take all the chatoim, all the mistakes he's made, and turn those into a treasure house of merits with eternal ramifications. You don't just get paid yet. But netzach netzochim. Nifla v'noira. Nifla v'noira. That's the power of tshuva. All the chatoim become mitzvahs. That's what tashlich is about. On Rosh Hashanah, you take all your veirus and you throw them into the sea. Yeah. Then you do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Now you regret that you threw them away, because they've now been hafuk yosfiyos. So what do? On Sukkot, you draw water. At the Simchas Beis Hashem, you draw water. What is that? Since they were drawing shina, they're going and getting all their mitzvahs that are now shchiyot back That's what's happening on the Sukkah. But the Simcha of Sukkahs, no, it's a long mishap. Mama's brought down. Person does tshuva, person does, what do you build your schach with? Shailos. You can't have schach. Sometimes that's mechubel akaka, that's still alive. You have to cut it. And it's absolutely the things you throw away. That's what you make your schach from. That's shchina. What brings a shchina to your sukkah? The psalos. Achot. So that's another discussion. We have time to discuss this quickly. The pasuk in Malachi said, "V'ro ben tzadik l'rosha ben oved l'lo oved." You'll see the difference between a tzadik and a rosha, between an oved v'lo oved. Omer ben Hey Hey Lehilo. Hey Hey. He was one of the Tanoim. He was the Ger. He actually explains it. That's why he's called Hey Hey. Whatever. Oh, that's the Shabbat. Hey Hey. It was a Ben Avram Basori. It was a Ger. It's from the Hey Hey. Whatever. There's a repetition here. Ben Tzadik L'Rosha Ben Oved the Lo'ivet. There's a repetition. The Lo'ivet's the Rosha. No, it's the Tzadik. Why do you have to say it twice? Answers Hillel. No. They're both tzaddikim. The difference between an oved and a lo oved is the lo oved learned his Gemara 100 times, and the oved learned it 101 times. So Bahaya was astounded as you are. He said, just because he learned the Gemara one more time, he's called an oved and he's called a lo oved. Good question, huh? Answers Hillel, nachon, lech leimed mishukah shel chamorim. Go learn from the marketplace of donkeys. Donkeys were the modes of transport in those days. Go to the Tachana Merkazit and have a look. If you go 10 parsels, you hire the donkey to take you 10 kilometers. It costs you one zuz. What happens if you want to go 11? It should cost you 1.1 zuz. No, it costs you two. Now Ben-Hey understood. Why? If you learn your Gemara 100 times, you're a lo'eved. If you learn 101 times, you're not a lo'eved. That's the end of the Gemara, because he understood. He said, thanks, I'll now understand. Shuk shel chamorim, and I've got it. So what did he understand? We don't understand what he understood. Correct? Okay, so we haven't got time to go into the void of it, but at least just understand the mathematics of it. Let's see if Rabbi Gottlieb maybe knows what the name is. When I gave the shir at 5 o'clock in the morning on Zoom in Toronto, in Corona, they gave a share of exponential growth. So when I told them what it is, the numbers, one of the guys gave me the name of the thing when you go from 100 to 101, what the difference is. Because the answer, he told me how many zeros it is. It's almost no hate in the world to write that number, but I'll explain to you what I mean. 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 is how much?
10.
How much is each 2 worth?
2.
You take away 1, 2. All the others stay the same. Okay. 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 is how much? 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. How much is each 2 worth?
Depends.
No, it doesn't depend.
Times 2.
In this scenario of 5, how much is each 2 worth? They're all worth the same. They're all worth the same. Because if you take away 1, you lose 16. Whichever one you take away, each one loses value by 16. So each one's worth 16. So when you go from 5 to 6, you take one more step. What does it go to? 64. Right? When you go from 1 step to 2 step, it goes up by 2. When you go from 4 to 5, it goes up by 64. When you go from 10 to 11, it's already 1,200. When you go from 20 to 21, it's 1,000,000. When you go from 40 to 41, it's already 1,000,000,000. Or Mashukaze, I might be, I haven't done this for a while. When you go from 100 to 101, ask Open IA or whatever, he'll tell you what it is. There's a name for it. But it's a number that we can't even grasp. It's too big. That means the mathematics of it is when you take one more step in multiplication, it doubles. And the further you are down the path, the bigger that gap is, the bigger that multiplication is. You know the famous story about the peasant who helped the king? The king wanted to give him a reward. So he said, bring me a chessboard. He said, on the first block, put a grain of wheat, on the second one, two, on the third one, four, and just keep doubling. And the king was very offended. Such a measly reward. You get halfway down the board, you there's not enough wheat in the land to cover that board. Just do the math, you'll work it out. By the time you get to 64, between 63 and 64, it's billions and billions and billions. That's exponential growth. That was the pachad of Corona. If you have for example, on a pond, one lily, and that lily doubles itself every day, right? So one day there's two, the next day there's four, the next day there's 16, whatever. When you get to half the pond, let's say you would get to half the pond being filled on day, usually it's around about day 76. And it's like 3 or 4 days, and that's already full. Named Ruchnius. Okay, we have time. We'll translate it into Ruchnius to show what that means in avoiding Ruchnius. That's why the difference between somebody who learned and somebody who learned a little bit more, the exponential growth of that in Ruchnius is humongous. And that's what Hillel explained to Ben Haye from the Shul Shul tomorrow.
I think that's
I would.